Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have liberty and freedom because our ancestors would stand up against corruption. That's why we have private property, Second Amendment. If we don't have courage and stand up against evil men and murderous, dangerous groups, then the sky's the limit. We cannot capitulate. And it's dangerous for me to be talking about this. It's dangerous for everybody involved. It's just horrible. Bob Chapman's coming up on the economy. We have no future unless we just stand up and tell the truth. And that's why I feel good about what I've done and everything that David Paul Hammer on death row with McVeigh for many, many years. On record, he was with him, did talk to him. That's, you know, even in the LA Times, other publications. And everything he said about the case is on record from other people. In the last 4 minutes we've got left, sir, you've got the floor, final comments, because you haven't been live on the media in 11 years. And they're planning to execute you very soon, and they told you they wouldn't execute you if you wouldn't write the book. So in the last 4 minutes, closing comments for the audience.
Well, I would ask your audience, not to discredit what I'm saying just because of where I am and my situation. This is far more important. This is not about me. It's not even about Timothy McVeigh anymore. It's about the government, and it's about those who are still out there, terrorists, who helped plan and carry out the Oklahoma City bombing. They have not been brought to justice. They're there, and not only have they not been brought to justice for the Oklahoma City bombing, but they haven't been brought to justice for killing Kenneth Trinidu and mistakenly thinking that he was part of the bombing plot. The government, bloggers have oftentimes claimed when they're presenting an inmate witness or an informant or someone to the jury in their cases, we don't pick our jury. We don't pick our witnesses. Well, you know, this just happened. I mean, I'm on death row. I'm speaking. I'm saying what McVeigh told me. I want to make something perfectly clear. I'm not vouching for the veracity of what McVeigh told me. What I am vouching for is the veracity of what we've been able to substantiate through thousands of pages of documents. I want to bring up a couple other quick points. Jesse Trinidu has filed numerous Freedom of Information suits, and recently two things has really kind of stricken me, and that's the fact that the government doesn't want to turn over video that's taken outside the Merrill Building on April 19th, and they don't want to turn over an unredacted copy of the Charlie Hagger hangar video taken from the dashboard of his cruiser. And in response to the request for records from the CIA, their response was and is that it would be a danger to national security to turn over these documents. How in the world could it be a danger to national security unless some other country or someone from some other country, i.e. Andreas Strassmeyer, was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing? So these are questions that I hope your audience will think about, and not only think about, but be moved to some type of action, whether it's to write your elected official, whether it's to protest, whether it's to be on the Internet, whether it's to talk on the Alex Jones show. People need to mobilize and find out what happened in Oklahoma City on April 19th, 1995. The victims and the victims' families deserve that.
Paul, you got to believe it. Paul, we've only got 1 minute left. If you don't win these appeals or they don't reverse it, when are you going to be executed?
I'm still a long way from being executed because it's up to Eric Holder right now to make a decision of whether they're going to resentence me to death.
All right.
Or at least attempt to resentence me to death. And he has, he's under a court order to make that decision by April 30th.
Right.
So it would be sometime after that.
David Paul Hammer on death row at Terre Haute, Indiana. We're out of time. I appreciate you contacting us and coming on the show. We confirmed through other individuals this is Mr. Hammer on with us. And in the last 10 seconds, I believe your story because it fits with everything else we have. I believe you, and I have good discernment, excellent discernment. Give us your website one more time for folks that want to learn more.
www.deadly-secrets.com, and the book is available at authorhouse.com.
God bless you.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Telling the awful truth, no matter what the consequences, risking our lives, ladies and gentlemen, I need your prayers. And I was about to let David Paul Hammer go, who is in Terre Haute, Indiana, on death row. He was at the other Supermax before they even built it with McVeigh. He's been interviewed by the LA Times and others. It's a fact that he knew McVeigh, and Terry Nichols separately has filed affidavits saying the same thing, declarations with Jesse Trinidad, the lawyer whose brother was tortured to death and killed in the cover-up. They thought he was one of their operatives. It's been confirmed he wasn't. This is just so horrible. But you were saying something. You know, I said, well, I'll try to get back in touch with you in the next few weeks. And you said, well, if I'm not dead, again, specifically, you're not planning to commit suicide. Restate what you said, sir.
No, Alex, I'm not planning to commit suicide. And if anything happens to me, you know, what I told you was, yeah, I'd like to talk to you again in a few weeks, assuming that they don't kill me. I won't say that I'm paranoid about what they might do, but I am somewhat fearful. I know that it's the government and they can pretty much do anything. So I know what they did with Kenneth Trinidad, and I've seen what they do to have done to other inmates. So there's a certain bit of fear about talking out, but I believe it's worth it. And you know, if something was to happen to me, then I will have given my life for a good cause, the truth. I think there's no better cause than the truth. And the truth about Oklahoma City just hasn't come out yet, at least not officially.
All right. Again, on death row for, you said you were arguing and fighting with your cellmate and strangled him. All I know is your case fits with everything else we've seen and all the documentation and what others said they were with McVeigh, and just a bombshell interview, and we're going to pray for you so this information gets out. David Paul Hammer, one more time, your website.
It's www.deadly-secrets.com. And, Alex, I thank you, and I thank your listeners for tuning in and hearing what I have to say.
Well, if we don't stand together, we're going to hang separate. And, you know, it's just amazing. And I wish it wasn't true. I wish there wasn't all these government documents that have come out thanks to Trinidad's lawsuits. And, I mean, it came out that the FBI terrorism head was there and lied about it. It turned out it was just all an operation. It's scary to have to get on air and confront these people, but they're going to keep doing it if we don't expose them. What about our children? What about our future? What about our society if we just capitulate to this Nazi, you know, style garbage?
Well, you know, Alex, we don't want, as a people, we don't want to believe that our government could do something like this. But time and time again, history has shown that our government has done things that are very disgraceful to us. So, I mean, I don't think it's such a stretch to believe that the government had some hand in Oklahoma City. To what extent, I'm not certain.
Well, a great article on this subject is The Trinidad Case, A Cover-Up That Won't Stay Covered, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, if people want to learn more about this case becoming a window into everything that's happened. David Paul Hammer, anything else?
No, I just want to say thank you again, and people, do something. Let your voice be heard on Oklahoma City.
Well, it's been used to demonize the Patriot movement. They've ordered the Hatari militia released, but the feds have filed to keep them in prison. Turns out that's a complete setup. And it's just amazing. All right. Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again. His first interview in 11 years. No law, no nothing, no gag order. They just, prison just won't let him talk to anybody. And now they're cracking down, and now they want to be able to arrest any citizen secretly, hand them over to the Pentagon, and you disappear into a black hole. You know, that's the news headline. Strip terror suspects of U.S. citizenship. This is for all of us. None of us are safe. David Paul Hammer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alex.
All right. Go with God. Oh, man. You know, when we got contacted and confirmed through the sources and through the legal people, when I see this stuff, I don't even want to cover it because it's so sick, it's so painful, it's so bad. And I know why we're a nation in denial, because people just don't want to believe this. But it's millions of times worse than even Oklahoma City. I mean, it's a Pulitzer Prize winning book by one of the chief lawyers in Nuremberg on IG Farben and the U.S. government and how they took the Nazi plans to put fluoride in the water to partially sterilize us, reduce fertility, and brain damage us. I mean, what is that, IG Farben, Crime and Punishment? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. It's just, why? I mean, these black op operators that bombed the building, your kids are drinking fluoride water? Why? Well, they get in these macho cultures, and they're told, you know, these militias are dangerous, follow your orders, and they find the psychological types of troops. I mean, it was declassified in 2004. Well, it was leaked on WikiLeaks, and the government confirmed it was real. The current Army manual, at least by 2004, it actually came out in 2006, it was a 2004 manual for captains and above who were in special ops, how to stage terror attacks. I mean, it's standard. And, you know, it's just, we got all these secret agents running around. They're a bunch of killers. And, of course, they carried out 9/11 as well. And they're getting ready to launch World War III with Iran. And why have we allowed pure evil to take over our government? I apologize to Bob Chapman having to hold for 14 minutes, but I know he understands with this death row call, the first in 11 years that's made it out. And by the grace of God, luck of the Irish, whatever, we always are able to get the job done. It doesn't even shake me up. It overwhelms me. Bob Chapman, what did you think about the info you just heard?
truly heartbreaking. And that's what I've been fighting for over 50 years. And it just gets worse and worse and worse, and they get more brazen and more arrogant, and we are going to beat them. But you people have got to help us. You've got to help this gentleman who has been incarcerated for 11 years. We got to get that story out to everybody and let the people know how deranged their government is in many, many aspects.
Deranged is the word. They enjoy it, too. It's like I enjoy going fishing and watching a thunderstorm blow in. I just enjoy a cheeseburger. I don't want to screw anybody over. I don't want to steal anything. And I just the general public, too, so many of them, the arrogance, the envy, the evil. I'm sorry, Bob. You were in military intelligence before you became the biggest gold and silver private broker out there and then had the biggest newsletter out there and helped publish Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, 50 years fighting. I want to get into the economy, but again, it's surreal. They're openly saying the euro may collapse. Sarkozy's threatening to pull out. Trilateral Commission wants war with Iran. U.S. faces same problems as Greece, says Bank of England. We may collapse, London Telegraph. European power brokers openly announce world government, present proposal for new economic and political order run by the crooks. and it's like it's not even real. It's just all happening, Bob.
And nothing's a rear guard action. It's all attack. And they're not going to take any prisoners. And we're getting to them. Big. Believe me, I know we are. As I hear, you see it in the emails that you're getting in from people. They're coming in from all over the world. I mean, why would they have you and I over in Europe on radio and television?
And you're hunted. You have to travel all over the world. You're hunted. And, I'm here, and then we've got their people crawling all over us, and it's only the prayers and the grace of God we're still here. Plus, people know I'm clean, and if they do something to me or set me up, they know it's going to underline everything I've said and done, Bob.
And they will try to do that, and they will try over and over and over again, like they've done to me since 1967. How would you like to be audited 15 years in a row? And have no change, which is illegal, of course. And the hundreds of thousands of dollars I had to do and spend for attorneys and accountants to prove that I hadn't, I had paid the proper tax. And, this was harassment. And in my business, the SEC, the NASD, the state regulators in my office every single day for years trying to get rid of me.
But now everything you wrote about 20, 30, 40 years ago is mainstream news, but they put a sickening spin on it and say the bankers that have robbed you and set you up, they're going to tax everything and the good times are over. They're just so arrogant. They're trying to break our will.
Well, that isn't going to happen. They know that, and they know eventually they're going to have to shut us up one way or the other. And that's why 7 years ago or more, I stepped out of harm's way. If they want me, they're going to have to come find me.
Oh, Bob, I want to get into the economy when we come back. What happened with the 1,000-point plunge? What's going on right now in Europe? I turn on the news and it's all about basketball. Meanwhile, the globalists themselves say worldwide total implosion. And it doesn't have to be this way. I mean, it doesn't have to happen. And it's so bad, it's disillusioned Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He's hit the escape pod button with a few final interviews here. But we're so close. I mean, the people are finally starting to listen, but it's so obvious to anybody that actually researches it. It's just ridiculous that we have to put up with this. Bob, stay there. I'm going to come back and shut up and have you just take the floor and talk about all these financial situations that are going on and where you see it headed and what's happening with gold and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, you better appreciate the information we're providing while it's still available. We're getting hit by the censors and operatives and other people at every level trying to shut down our material. It's getting serious. We'll be right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Anderson Cooper interviewed me and never aired it. Nightline interviewed me and said it would air last week and then this week, and it hasn't. What they're doing is they're getting file footage of me, so when their bosses at the federal government stage something, they can roll out. I might be in the special this weekend coming up by Anderson Cooper. It's called White Al-Qaeda. I mean, they're really getting ready to use this whole system against us. Bob, before we get into the economy, the legislation, we've been talking about 2 months, now mainstream news, they're going, oh, it's good. You know, anybody we want can secretly be arrested by the Pentagon and no court is involved and you're stripped secretly of all your citizen rights. And in the prisons everywhere, they're taking everybody's rights. And it's just total oppression. It's just total evil is taking the country over.
Well, it's going to continue to be that way. I think we have to expect that. And they're not going to back off one inch, as I just said a little while ago, because they know if they lose, they are not going to survive, whether it's in jail or otherwise. And they're going for everything this time. You know, this is not 1348 in the fall of the Venetian banking empire known as the Lombard system. They exiled those people, which was stupid, but they did it. And they went to Wales, and they went to Amsterdam and Holland. And they're still with us today, the same families. Well, they're not going to get away with it today because of communications. We know almost all of them. And if this thing blows up and they lose and we win, they're going to lose their fortunes, their power. They'll end up in jail. Some of them will get hung for treason. And so you can understand the frontal assault, the takeover of society, the attitude toward the American citizen and others as well. I mean, look at Greece. People that are rioting. Why? It's not because of the debt. It's because consecutive governments in Greece lied about it when assisted by Goldman Sachs to hide the reality of what was going on financially with the country. And at the same time, the bonds were sold to bankers in other countries, and now the bankers want the public to pay the interest on the bonds that they bought. This is a banker bailout in Europe. It's a TARP for Europe. It's the same thing we went through in the United States, and it's being run by the Federal Reserve. And if they get a little short on money, if a trillion's not enough, the Fed's got a swap agreement again. Last time they had $583 billion. And what does that mean? It means they can take that money and give it to five other central banks who in turn give the Fed Reserve their currencies in an equal amount. What the Fed does, and they're not going to tell you this, is they go into the currency markets when they want to make the dollar go up. And they sell those other foreign countries' currencies into the market, and that buoys and makes the dollar go up. On the other hand, and they're not going to tell you this, all the other central banks with that money is in dollars. They go to the treasury auctions, and they buy the treasuries with that. It's a circle of complete monetization. It's a circle of inflation that will lead to hyperinflation, now not only in the United States, but in Europe as well. And so that's what that's all about. And that's why they're rioting in Greece, because they say, we didn't do this. The bankers did it. The people in office did it. Goldman Sachs did it. They never told us about this, so we're not responsible. And the same thing is going to happen in other European countries as we go along. And something that has not come out yet, no one else has talked about this. Germany, the German people, are very unhappy about being involved in a bailout of Greece. And last Saturday, they had an election. And the president's party in Germany, the chancellor it's called, the CDU, Christian Democratic Union, lost a seat in the Ruhr Valley, which is in western West Germany. And it's around the city of Köln, which in English is called Cologne. And it was a devastating defeat because the CDU lost control of the Bundestag, which is the House of Representatives. Now, what's going to happen? The Germans are going to get mad as unemployment goes up, and they're going to riot too.
All right, stay there, Bob. Let's come back and discuss what happened with the 1,000-point plunge. We're now 2 weeks out from that, or more than a week out from that, so you can comment on it. More intel on that. See if you agree with Max Kaiser's view on it. Then we'll talk about how this unfolding crisis will roll itself out. You, of course, 3 years ago predicted the implosion of Europe would start in Greece.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Bob Chapman is our guest. I'm going to open the phones up for your financial questions for Bob at 1-800-259-9231. We've got a member of We Are Change that infiltrated the Trilateral Commission meeting in Dublin, Ireland, joining us coming up. That ties in with the breaking article, Trilateral Commission Wants War with Iran. Make sure we have those videos of him confronting David Rockefeller ready from that meeting. Good. Both of them, outside and inside. We're going back to Bob Chapman here in a moment. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is Pure Water Freedom. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. That's one word, PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. It goes through your children's skin, and they breathe it, folks. The chemical attack is very hard to defeat. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All the filters are made in the USA. Made in the USA. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Also want to thank the great folks at FrontSight.com. This is Alex Jones again, and I want to tell you I believe in FrontSight.com and their incredible Second Amendment information and their world-class gun training. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. Frontside provides such training without any boot camp or mentality or drill instructor attitudes. The Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get this. This is real. Front Sight, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. Don't forget, we started shipping them today. Here it is in my hot little hands for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Don't tread on me. Rise of the Republic. 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, how we're going to take the states back, the difference between a democracy and a republic. R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnerick, Tom DeWeese, Alex Jones, Edwin Vieira, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many others. Read the description, watch the trailers at InfoWars.com. Check out the online video bookstore. Don't forget the two new films we released last month, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, essential information, powerful film, and, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. All available at InfoWars.com. And don't forget Bob Chapman's powerful website, TheInternationalForecaster.com. One word, TheInternationalForecaster.com. Bob Chapman, okay, you've got the floor until we go to calls at the end of this segment, the next segment. I want to hold you 5 minutes over if you can. Go through it. Let's go back to 3-4 years ago. I've been interviewing you for 10 since you came out of retirement. But let's go back to 3 years ago. You can give the dates of the forecaster, 40-something pages, you know, twice a week. I mean, I remember you over and over again. They're going to implode the economy here with the derivatives, 2008, 2009 or 10. You were saying that in 2006, 7, 8. You said then Europe will start with Greece, then Portugal, then Spain, then Italy. I mean, you just like literal crystal ball. They've just declassified a Pentagon report from 2005. They knew this, actually up on Drudge Report today. But go over from the beginning and then where it's going next. Look into that ball again so we have a good idea from your mind what's going to unfold next.
Well, very quickly, the members of the Eurozone, there were 14 at that time, which included Greece and Italy eventually, and they had to prove their financial worth. And, public debt had to be less than 3% of GDP. If it wasn't, they would get fined. Of course, along through the last 10 years, they've all gone over that number, so it's meaningless. But the very point is that Greece and Italy should have never been allowed in. And I can remember Prodi from Italy, who was making speeches in Germany to the effect that, well, we'll build a pipeline to send milk to Germany so that they'll have plenty of milk if you'll allow Greece into the European Union. Well, we found out in the interim some of the things I just talked to you about earlier. And I think what they were up to, and I said this on the program sometime, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, is that Greece was to be the poster boy, so to speak, in the effort to bring down the entire world economy.
And they now admit that. I mean, the Greece thing was a smokescreen. That's actually a Reuters headline for the European bailout.
Well, it didn't start that way. It started, they wanted to use Greece to extend. Greece is broke, there's no question. And they wanted to extend the life of Greece for about a year, year and a half, 2 years, until they could get all their other chickens in line. There's 19 of them. And a number of them are outside the European Union, of course, as the United States and Japan and England and Venezuela and Peru, Venezuela, Bolivia, and Ecuador. I think Uruguay may go the same way. Argentina's broke again. Unfortunately, Chile's been subject to terrible earthquakes, which is beside that. But it comes to 19 right now. And it was my feeling that they wanted to bring them all together a year and a half down the line, 2 years down the line, and everybody would devalue and everybody would default, and it would all be arranged. They've done this before. But they never expected that Greece would say, hey, no, we've had enough. We're not going to do that. We didn't know what they were doing, and we really didn't. And the bankers who made these loans, these bonds that they purchased, should have never done so. And so we're not going to pay, and we're not going to be involved, and we're not going to be put under austerity. Now you're hearing the same thing from Portugal and Spain and Ireland.
So it's a rebellion against the banker looting.
Exactly. That's a perfect way to put it. Now, the same thing's going to happen in America, but they're not quite ready for it yet. But it will happen. And so you're going to have this disgruntlement, these demonstrations. You may even see civil war in some countries. And Greece is a good example of where that could happen. At the same time, we're talking about the Trilateral Commission calling for a Third World War, because they want to diffuse and deflect the attention from their efforts to bring down the world economically and financially, but at the same time blame it on a war with Iran or whoever they're going to attack. And that's what they're up to. And their plans have been thrown up in the air. Greece has screwed the whole thing up for them. So now they're going to have to come up with all this money, and a trillion's not going to do it, I promise you, of which $65 billion is coming from the United States via the IMF. So you American citizens out there should be happy to know that you're helping to bail recalcitrant countries, in at least in Europe at this time. And, you know, what is really sad is Estonia is on the verge of collapse financially, and they're ready to join the Eurozone, which I don't think they should at this time. But there's 19 nations, and they're trying to keep them all afloat now because they underestimate what the Greeks did. And so they're gonna have to continue to pour money into that situation, and it's going to cause hyperinflation in Europe, and we're going to have hyperinflation in the United States, and eventually it'll turn into total deflation. And that's the way we're headed. And as far as you mentioned what went on 2 weeks ago, my take is, and this is to do with the plunge in the market, my take's the same as Max Kaiser's. It was a government operation. It was a terrorist attack on the people who invest in the U.S. stock market. And the reasons why they showed their power, probably using Goldman and others to knock the market down by sucking the liquidity out of the derivative market. And they wanted to tell Congress, look, this is what we can do. And if you don't stop a real audit of the Fed, and if you try to break up the too big to fail banks, this is what we're going to do to you. And of course, Congress does, and they were paid off too, does exactly what they're told. And so we now have some rinky dink, one audit situation on the Fed where they're really not going to look at anything important.
And Ron Paul has now put out a statement yesterday. In fact, guys, print that again. Ron Paul says Sanders sold out is the article. I know you printed it for me, but I can't find it here. I want to read his statement. He said Bernie Sanders completely sold out, and this is a whitewash. And so when Grayson runs around, you know, he's showing his true colors, saying we beat the Fed. That's a load of baloney.
Well, he thinks that in the Joint Committee that they're going to be able to add amendments. And it's possible, but not really probable. But we'll see. I wish him the best, Grayson. And is it phony baloney? We'll find out when we get there. What are our chances of winning? Very small. Where do we go from here? You'll see other terrorist attacks in the market. There's no question. This was a Goldman, Morgan, Deutsche Bank, Citigroup, HSBC attack. They knew exactly what was going on. I mean, on this program, I told you that I knew that all of that group were super long the dollar between 74 and 76 on the USDX. It's now trading at 86, and they're long, and their leverage is probably 100 to 1. They're making gazillions of dollars because they knew that that was going to happen in Europe because they planned it that way. And it's the same thing when the market dropped. and everybody got wiped out of their stop-loss positions. They turned around and brought the market right back 700 points. Who did that? The same people who took it down in behalf of the United States government and the Federal Reserve so that Congress wouldn't even think of not doing what they were told.
So where is all this going? What's the next phase? Where do you see it breaking out next? How will they respond?
Well, I think the market's going down. And I think they're going to allow it to go down. Not precipitously, but like you throw a flat rock in the water, and as it goes down, it ladles back and forth until it hits the bottom. And that's the approach they're going to take. And in the markets, they've got to take them down. They can't maintain them at the levels that they're at. And so where's the Dow going to go? It went from 11,200. It's 10,600. It was down 300 points today earlier when we started this program 45 minutes ago. And now it's off 199 points.
And they said, oh, we need $156 billion, we need $600 billion, we need a trillion by Monday. And then Tuesday they said a trillion's not enough. You know, the trillion, Europe loses its balance. I mean, this is unraveling quickly.
It is. It really is. And as I said, the thing that people aren't thinking about in Europe is Germany. Another thing they're not thinking about financially and economically is Russia. And I think you're going to see real trouble in Europe, not only on the people who are receiving funds, who are going to say, we don't want to get bailed out. And then the people who are being forced, the citizens of the other countries. And don't forget, it's not just Europe. The IMF represents, I don't know, 150 countries. They're all paying. You know, it's just like, you know, give them a can of gasoline and a match. And, you know, let's turn the world into a conflagration economically and financially. And that's what they're doing. It's to create chaos. And out of that, create a new world order.
Well, you're absolutely right. And now we hear Israel prime for war on Iran, Netanyahu deputy says. That's Reuters. Russia warns U.S. against unilateral Iran sanctions, which Ron Paul has said is an act of war. Just so much is going on. Separately, I want to get into the war situation in a minute and go to calls because, again, a war, as we know, always comes in the middle of one of their takeovers because it makes everybody rally around the government even though they're raping them. This is from the Daily Paul and other publications. It says, video update from Dr. Paul. Sanders sold out on audit the Fed amendment. Here's a transcript of it. Bernie Sanders has sold out and has sided with Chris Dodd to gut the audit the Fed in the Senate. His compromise is what the administration and banking interests want. They'll allow the TARP and the TALF to be audited, but no transparency or monetary policy decisions, discount window operations, or agreement with foreign central banks. We need to take action to stop this. That's Ron Paul 2 days ago. I just wanted to go back over that. So just absolute disgusting behavior going on in the Congress. I mean, look, it's us or them. Either we get these banks out of our lives and under control, or they're going to take everything over. And we now see that, and they're laughing at us, saying the good times are over, ha, ha, ha. It's totally sickening. Let's go to some calls for Bob Chapman. Jim in Oregon, you're on the air.
Great job, Alex. What one thing can the American people do to agitate, or what one policy should they agitate for to try and stop these bankers?
Bob?
Well, I think you can go to your congressman and let them know you know what they're doing and siding with the bankers and, you know, voting TARP in and things like that. But the best way is to kick them all out of Congress in the next election. And, you know, there's probably half the House seats that belong to people who are getting paid off by the banking and Wall Street cabal. They're up for grabs easy. But, you know, if you work hard at it and you let the people know, we could probably get new people, doesn't matter who they are. Hopefully they're conservative, whatever party they're in. We got to get them in there, because even if they want to buy them off, it's going to cost them a lot of money, and it's going to take them at least a year to be able to force them one way or the other to go back and do what the bad guys that were in there get kicked out for.
That's right. It takes time. And let me add a caveat to this. And Ron Paul said this. It's in my film Matrix of Evil, you know, back in 2003. They're going to implode the economy by design to bring in their world government, and the same banks that have engineered this will then pose as the saviors. We're in a race that during the crisis period, we educate enough people beforehand and during the crisis to understand that the banks engineered this, which is in the Goldman Sachs emails, so that we can come in with our real constitutional solutions. So the average yuppie isn't laughing and sucking their thumb as much as usual and acting cool and arrogant. You know, they're now finally kind of listening. So you got to say, listen, I know you're slack-jawed and think you're cool and you think it's, you know, weak to care about America and be involved, but you better forget your, you know, your basketball finals for a little while. You've been lied to. They are going to implode the economy further. We are in a depression. This is all a fraud. The New World Order's real. You better get up off your fat patoot. Now, they're still going to laugh at you publicly because they have a mental illness of weak people. They believe if they laugh at something, it gives them power over it. But once they're really hurting bad later, those seeds you planted in their brain are going to sprout. We'll be right back.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
The average American, fat, dumb, and happy, was taught that sitting on the bench, staying out of the fight is the way to go, that only caring about themselves was the way to go. Well, that brings enslavement and tyranny every time, and now we're here. If we can rouse people to defend themselves and at least get up off their hind ends, we can save this society. But this is life and death. Bob Chapman is our guest. Bob, going out to break, I made those comments. And I just made that comment. What's your take on it?
Well, everybody's got to do their part. I mean, this is the key to this whole thing. We're giving you this exposure and programs like this. We're giving you the tools. Alex has all these videos and DVDs. Buy them, copy of them, whatever. And I know many of you are handing them out. We need lots more people. We've got to wake up the American public before November so they'll understand that they got to get rid of these crooks and this cretins. And in the process, make them understand that the core of the power of the Illuminati in America and throughout the world is the Federal Reserve System and the Bank of England and other central banks. And if people can understand that, they'll know how they're getting robbed.
Well, look at who's calling all the shots. Look at who's behind everything. It's now out in the open, and they're saying world government run by them. There's no more time, folks. No more time. Oh, I heard it's kooky to talk about this. Read the newspaper. They're just doing this out in the open. Let's go to calls here. Let's talk to John in Canada, then James, Nikki, and others. You're on the air, John.
Yeah, hi. Alex, great interview with David Poolhammer. Learned a lot from that. And Bob, I've read many of your articles. I have one question regarding something I've read is the MERS regards the mortgages in the United States. I'd just like to hear your opinion about that.
Well, the foreclosure ratio is going to continue to increase. We'll probably lose 7 million homeowners this year. It'll be just as bad the next 2 years. And it may go a little bit longer, and then we'll probably be on a bottom. Probably of the loans that are out there that haven't been foreclosed on, 60 to 70% are going under. I know that's a high figure, but I've been right before lots and lots of times. And that's where this thing's going to end up. And I wrote an article 7 years ago, and I said the federal government has allowed Fannie and Freddie to be bankrupt, which they were, and you saw what happened since then. Thereafter, the complete control, eventually, of the housing market, so they can tell people where to live and how to live. And
yeah, they're taking everything over. The smaller banks that aren't globalist, the car industries, the factories, manufacturing through the carbon taxes they're going ahead with.
The home builders.
The home builders, they're now announcing that they're going to demolish at least a third of Detroit, 10,000 homes in the next month. I mean, this is incredible.
It certainly is. And remember, what this is corporatist fascism, the marriage of large transnational corporations, finance, banking, and government. It's the same thing that we saw. And you should go and read the real history of the late 1920s, 30s, and 40s in Germany and Italy, and you'll find out exactly what's going to happen here.
And it's not going to be pretty, and they're going to stage terror attacks to demonize the American people and claim that we're terrorists, so nobody can protest and demonstrate, so they can arrest whoever they want. It's all being publicly announced. It is unspeakably dark, so real, that it doesn't even shake me to my core. It energizes me to just stand up against them. And we have no choice. They're not giving us quarter. For those who don't know what quarter is, you know, sometimes they would have a duel, and it would get with swords in Europe, you know, 500 years ago. And they would say, in this fight, are we going to give quarter? Meaning, if I get you on the ground and have slashed you up, do we give quarter? Vice versa. And no quarter. No quarter given. No quarter taken. And this is it. We'll be right back. Bye.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.